Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Angelis, A-N-G-E-L-E-S, Pena, P-E-N-A. Angelis Pena is a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/26/22. Apparently he was trying to manually straighten out a stack of pallets when he tripped on a bar and fell forward onto his hands. Apparently he did not strike any other parts of his body or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently he believes he injured both wrists and went to Concentra Urgent Care afterwards. Paired with this and further evaluation, Henderson's diagnosis to be a fracture of the left wrist, which was casted, and a sprain of the right wrist, which was splinted. Period. He also had physical therapy. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. He admits to breaking one of his hands when he was younger, but does not remember which one. Period. He was treated with casting and physical therapy. Period. Denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. As per the records supplied, Mr. Pena was seen by Dr. Lipschultz at Concentra on 7/27/22. Period. He noted the mechanism of injury that occurred the previous day. Period. He complained of wrist pain, period. The physician assistant, parentheses, not Dr. Lipschultz, close parentheses, performed an evaluation and x-rays, period. X-rays of the left wrist showed a non-displaced intra-articular fracture of the distal radius that was acute. Period. He had dorsal soft tissue swelling and mild osteoarthritis. Period. There was a chronic fracture of the ulnar styloid. Period. He also underwent x-rays of the left wrist that showed acute intra-articular, essentially non-displaced distal radius fracture. Period. Right hand x-ray was done and showed no evidence of fracture or dislocation. Period. Right wrist x-rays were done, showing a questionable fragmented occipic density overlying the dorsal corpus, which may reflect a non-displaced triquetral fracture indeterminate in chronicity. Period. He followed up at Concentra and saw Dr. Lipschultz on 8/2/22. Period. His left wrist was in a well-padded cast. Period. He noted the results of the x-rays. Period. He was most likely going to require casting for 4 weeks and splinting for 2 weeks on the right. Period. Dr. Lipschultz monitored his recovery through 1/3/23. Period. Through 12/13/22, period. Corticosteroid injection was instilled to the radiocarpal joint, period. Mr. Pena also participated in a functional capacity work performance. Scratch that. As of 1/3/23, Dr. Lipschultz released him from care. Period. Physical exam, extremities upper. Most of the left wrist was full, without crepitus, but flexion and radial deviation elicited tenderness. good motion of the right wrist, both elbows and shoulders was full in all. Motion of the right wrist as well as both elbows, shoulders, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-5 for left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5-5. Paired hand wrist elbow maneuvers, he had a positive Finkelstein maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Paired the rest of these are normal, cervical normal. Hand dynamometry showed a fairly flat line effort bilaterally, suggestive of some volitional limitation. Period. New paragraph. Scratch that. Impressions and analysis on 7/26/22. Angelus Pena tripped and fell onto his hands while at work. Pretty was seen at Concentra and had x-rays that showed a fracture of the left wrist, but no fracture on the right. Appeared he was splinted on the right and casted on the left. Appeared he followed up regularly with Dr. Lipschultz. Appeared physical therapy was also rendered. Appeared as of 1/3/23. He was released from care. Period. New paragraph, the current exam showed full range of motion of both wrists and hands. Period. He had decreased grip strength on the left as well as during dynamometry. Period. He had a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the left, but other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. There is 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. And that's the end.